Thank you for listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev.
Our next guest is currently the assistant general manager of the San Jose Sharks, also the GM of the San Jose Barracudas in the American Hockey League. Joe Will joins us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason.
Now, Joe, I do want to get a little bit, because you're kind of a jack of all trades. You've been with the Sharks basically since day one, back when the Sharks weren't a big, heavy money-spending team. And you're a guy who's, you know, has done a lot of statistical research and everything like that. In your evaluation of players now, how do you combine stats with what your eyes see?
You know what? It's really split. I think it's just a good check and balance. And the beauty is our coaches and scouts embrace that too, is it's just a check and balance on our eyes. And if we're seeing something, we go through, what are the numbers telling us? And at times the numbers will come through and show us something that we're not seeing. So it's really, a split and a check and balance. I think that's the best way to work with analytics.
So now when you see a number that all you're like, oh, I didn't notice that, do you then go back and watch film to see if it correlates to it, or do you watch it live the next few games?
I think either, whatever, the film works so well now because there's so much streamed online and everything. It's really helped our scouts. They actually could go and check themselves. So, you know, they can only be so many places at once. So they use that to kind of check themselves. But, there's nothing like a live game, but everything else, if you can you get a few more viewings, it certainly helps.
Now, you've been in San Jose a long time. You know, the one thing about the Sharks organization I've noticed is continuity is a massive thing. Your GM's been there for 14 years. Your head of amateur scouting, I think, has been there for almost 25 years. How important is that? And at the same time, how do you ensure that maybe what you guys all see doesn't ever get old? Like, how do you ensure that you're kind of keeping up with the times by having a lot of the same voices for 15, 20 years?
No, that's a fair, really a fair question. We try and stay fresh, try and bring up, always look at new ways of doing things, challenge each other. We have had some new hires around as well too, and just to make sure that we're keeping each other really in a check and balance and keeping everything fresh.
Joe Will, assistant GM of the Sharks, joins us. Joe, everybody's talked so much about experience in this series, and the Sharks, young guys last night, like Timo Meier, somebody you know quite well, who was great in the Memorial Cup, just a big, huge kid. And your organization has been very consistent in rarely rushing players. Talk about the evolution of Meier and what you've seen since you drafted him in the organization, and maybe even potentially on where you see him going.
Yeah, he's just a big, strong player, a good head for the game, good skill. He's fast, and like the young guys on both teams, and it's just a matter of night in and night out. And the American Hockey League really affords us an opportunity to move players back and forth, so that they kind of hit a wall a little bit during the season, then it's real easy. Put them in the American League for a few games; they can play. They can. With no pressure, just kind of adjust their game and come back. And a number of our guys have done that, and it's worked out well for us, as it has for really both teams, this Pacific Division and the American Hockey League. We've seen that with all the teams there.
Well, what's unique about your team in the American League, which is, of course, right in San Jose with the Barracudas, not only are you guys in first place, you got the youngest team in the American League, Joe. Like, are you surprised that your group's had that much success so young?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a talented group coming in, and like anything, it was really uncertain coming in. We have a good group of vets around them, and that's really helped. I think we knew they'd be pretty good eventually, but much like the Oilers, it kind of clicked this year. So it's So far, so good in the American League for us.
Assistant GM of the San Jose Sharks joins us, Joe Will. Now, Joe, in the playoffs, obviously, you know, the coaches, as an assistant GM, are you just a fan? Like, do you have responsibilities during the NHL playoffs, or because you're also the GM of the Barracudas, you're focusing more on that?
I think a little, you know, on both, and the beauty of it is having the both teams in the same city now, we can really focus on both, and it just kind of where we used to have the off night between games in the NHL, now it's usually spent with the American League team, but okay. We all love hockey. We all love being at the rink, so it's great, and even in the playoffs, it's going to be that way. And, no, I'm you know, first and foremost, I love the game of hockey, and it just – this time of year, it's such a it never gets old. It's such a special and you know, I really feel honored to be able to you know, have your team be a part of it and be there, and it's great to watch. It's great hockey, and I can't wait to watch these three series starting tonight.
And having been involved in it so long in that organization, and really, you know, have done so much from, you know, statistical analysis to scouting. Now you're the assistant GM, helping out with, you know, running the American League team. When you get to the playoffs, as a management group, do you guys still have meetings after games, or is that just left up to the coaching staff? Like, what's kind of the theory in San Jose? Like, last year when you went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, what was the role as assistant GM during the playoffs?
Yeah, my role is just to be here to you know, support and wherever I can help, you know, pitch in there. But it's really, you know, it's the players and the coaches for the most part that are putting everything together for the game. And by this time, if we don't have things right, you know, it's not going to be. So it's just a matter of you know, doing what we've done all year.
What do you feel, Joe, how you've evolved maybe as an evaluator of hockey talent from when you first started in San Jose until now?
Quite honestly, I think it just goes through and looking at everything critically of what we've done, and in this business, you probably miss a lot more than you hit. Mm-hmm. And just being able to look at yourself and saying, why did we miss on certain things, and saying, you know, just instead of focusing on who's there, it's like what happened with this guy and this guy and in this situation and learning from it. So with me, it's experiential. It's just looking back at every situation and saying, how is that going to make the next time I have a decision, how is that going to affect it? And, you know, for the most part, the 26 years does come in handy for it, because I probably made more mistakes than anybody else.
Yeah, well, and that's valid. You can always learn from your mistakes, no doubt about it. And without naming a name of a player, when you look back and somebody, you're like, oh, you know, let's say a pretty high draft pick, and 5-6 years later, he didn't pan out. When you did that evaluation, was it looking at, okay, maybe we didn't support the player properly, or we just missed that he wasn't as competitive as we had originally thought?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, once you put him in the environment, sometimes you do go back and say, you know what, I don't know if this player got a fair shake, and that's part of it. But there's other times you just say, well, you know, maybe it was a little bit off on his skating, or a little bit off on his competitiveness, or when he got to the next level, it was just a hard jump for him. And I think sometimes we underestimate that jump from juniors in college and Europe and everything else. So it's you know, you try and predict it and as much as you can, but just you know, we're dealing with humans, and sometimes they're very good players, but the jump is a little bit too hard.
Now, Timo Meier last night was heavily involved in the physical part of the game. Really big, strong kid. I think he's almost 220 pounds already. Was he somebody that you expected in your evaluation to be a player who, when the games came like this, he would be more successful? Is he somebody who always played better in contact?
Yeah, he showed that. He certainly showed that in junior hockey, and he showed that in you know, in international competition. And then as he went into the American League, he showed that as well. So, you know, it's consistent from what we've seen. He, you know, you not only have to have the package, but you have to have the willingness to use it. And at all levels, you know, below the NHL, that's certainly what we saw.
Joe, do you feel your job with, just because the fact of age with Marlowe and Joe Thornton now, like we see Thomas Hertl, who was your 17th overall pick in 2012 and, you know, had a 20-goal season last year. Unfortunately, this year a little bit banged up, but had a whale of a game last night. Kind of the important to know that without having to drop, when you lose your elite-level guys, you're going to have somebody there. Not saying they could be a Hall of Famer like Joe Thornton, because that's pretty hard to find, but how do you balance that out when you're scouting and developing an organization, knowing that some of your best players are getting older, that you can have guys that are you hope ready to replace them?
It helps a lot. You just really try and diversify. I mean, you need players of coming from all angles. You need experienced players. You need you need young legs. You need skill. You need grit. Everything else. And I think our job is just to identify all that and say, you know, if this particular area is a little bit low, to make sure that the system's filled up in that particular ingredient, and just balance out your ingredients so you're not weighed too heavily in one area or the other, and that's really kind of what we've tried to do.
Now, Joe, as somebody who's done a lot of scouting, right, a player like Connor McDavid is so unique in his speed with his feet, and then, you know, the combination of with his hands. As somebody who's a fan of hockey and watches those games, I'm sure even when he's on the opposing team, you're like, man, that guy's pretty good. But how do you, as an organization, take into account of a player like McDavid because he's so unique? Like, how do you feel? Like, I know the coaches do it, but even management must look at different intangibles on other players and think of different strategies, even if you only talk amongst yourselves on how to slow down a player like McDavid.
Yeah, that's really the goal of the coaches and the rest of us, just as fans of hockey, we appreciate having talent like that in this league. I mean, as we faced Crosby in the finals last year and have McDavid here, our game is very, you know, fortunate to have players such as that, but that's really something that the coaches focus on and in their routine.
And quickly, going to the Barracudas with such a young team, maybe, I don't know if has that improved the timeline of some of the development of your young players that group has had so much success despite being so young at the American League level?
Yeah, it's really helped being close to home, and I think it's really helped, having the whole Pacific Division out there with us and L.A., Anaheim, Calgary, Edmonton, Arizona. You know, the players are playing each other at the AHL level, and then coming up playing each other at the National League level. I think it's been great for all the teams out in Pacific Division, and for us, it's something we're just not used to. We're out in New England for so long, and we've never really been west of the Mississippi River. So it's something we're not used to, having our players that close and being able to watch them game in and game out. And it's a good thing for us. We're very glad we moved, and I think the division's been a hit. So I'm glad we did it, and our players really enjoy being there too, because they, Doug and Pete can go over and watch these players really at any time.
Now, interesting you mentioned that, because they're playing against the young guys in that division. Now, obviously, we know that on every American League team, you know, a lot of times you got maybe have four or five guys who on that given season have a chance to be in the NHL over the next coming years. But do you think it creates an opportunity to see how they play within the division? Do the Barracudas, do you guys in your organization have it so they play a similar style to how the Sharks play?
Yeah, we do. We do. I mean, it only makes sense of when we call up a player that they're able to assimilate as quickly as possible. So, we're very blessed to have Roy Sommer be our coach for the past 19 years. And he's, really an organization first guy. So he goes in and he's under Pete's group, and Pete, Pete dictates how our organization plays, and Roy does his best to implement that at the American League level, and it really helps when players are recalled.
Joe, I appreciate your time. Continued success with the Barracudas and the rest of the organization.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Joe Wilt.